You're listening to the Michigan Talk Network, MTN, the home of more talk now.
I'm sailing away.
The media handmaidens quickly pivoted to saying this whole investigation wasn't about Russia collusion, it was about obstruction of justice. And you know, the president firing James Comey was obstruction of justice, which it can't be. He's firing a guy who works for him in his administration. Well, there's all these instances of obstruction. Well, you have to have corrupt intent, I believe is the term. But in order to get it straight, I needed to bring in the professor, William Wagner, the president of Salt and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center. Professor, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be here again.
So give me an idea. The media quickly went to obstruction of justice because Bob Mueller spent, 270 pages boring me just about to tears about every little bit of minutia that, you know, Donald Trump might have, could have. You know, he wanted to have Bob Mueller fired. Okay. And so he did. It was an annoyance and a problem that has hindered his administration. But he wasn't trying to get Bob Mueller fired to stop the investigation. He was trying to get Bob Mueller fired if he could, so he could get his priorities, his agenda on track. From what I read in this report, am I reading something wrong?
You're reading it exactly right. And I would encourage the American people to take, you know, 20 minutes and actually read the report and see it for themselves, because the media at every turn is blowing it up, misrepresenting it, and then you go to the report itself and you see the political bias in the report. These were written by a lot of the obstruction of justice section is clearly written by political lawyers, not prosecutors, at least not prosecutors, you know, of the traditional sort that I was for, you know, all those years.
Well, let me ask you something, because I pointed out something here in an op-ed piece that I wrote and something I talked about here this morning, which is, is the new standard that prosecutors are here to exonerate those that, you know, they've put under investigation? Because that's quite a standard. It's pretty remarkable that 2,000 years of jurisprudence has been thrown out the window by Bob Mueller because he could not exonerate Donald Trump. Was that his job as a prosecutor, was to exonerate, or was that just a piece of red meat for Democrats and the media?
That is a perfect example of a political lawyer statement. That is not what a prosecutor writes. A prosecutor's job is to determine if evidence exists to the legal standard required to prosecute somebody and to bring an indictment.
And in this case, it wasn't even close on conspiracy or collusion, if you will. And there was not enough there on obstruction either, so he didn't come close on either one, but he had to throw something out there after 30. It's like a $35 million op-ed piece.
$35 million, that's perfect. The president has to have acted corruptly here. There has to be corrupt intent under the statute.
And what does that mean?
Here the president didn't act corruptly. He acted with righteous anger against a political force that was intending a political coup. And to say that the exercise of Article II powers to remove or to even think about removing somebody that is attempting to, you know, undermine the presidency and legitimate use of power under Article II can amount to obstruction of justice is not only ridiculous, but then to put it into a report, the only reason you put something like that in a report is so that people like Jerry Nadler on the Judiciary Committee could twist it around and make it appear and create some false narrative for the American people.
Am I right in remembering now that James Comey, one of the people they said, well, by firing James Comey, it's obstruction of justice. Didn't James Comey himself admit under oath and testify that he had told the president, you're not the focus of an investigation? So, which he did, by the way. So if he's not the focus of investigation, how would firing James Comey be an obstruction of anything? First of all, there's no underlying crime, and he's already told the president, you're not under investigation.
No underlying crime. At a certain point, there wasn't even a grand jury. And so you've got to be actually obstructing a grand jury. But here's the other thing. You know, the report states that the media was reporting that the special counsel was investigating obstruction of justice. And how did the media get that information? it sounds to me that the real obstruction of justice here, if any, occurred by someone on the special counsel's team. You know, to leak that information.
Well, wait a second. Let's back up again.
That is the basis for the president's obstruction of
justice. Sure, but back up a second. James Comey gave, you know, his notes to a friend who then dumped them to the New York Times. James Comey was leaking classified information illegally to the New York Times. We know that. He admitted to doing it.
And in fact, that was classified information, you know, is a felony itself. The Justice Department regulations for the appointment of a special counsel says that it has to, I'm going to quote it here, has to determine that a criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted. Well, that's not what Rosenstein did. Rosenstein, when he created this special counsel, did exactly the opposite of that and gave the special counsel political investigation authority to investigate this amorphous whatever it was out there of collusion that was not even a criminal case. And that allowed this report to be written in such a way that the political lawyers now on Jerry Nadler's Judiciary Committee can turn it into an attempt to further what I would call a political coup. And someplace, sometime, very soon, this needs to end, or our country's going to be in a division that I don't think it can return.
I don't know if we can return from where we are anyway. But let me ask you this, because you've got a whole group of people that remain rabid about trying to get this president out of office, despite the fact there's no evidence there. But the majority of the country has moved on. The majority of the country has moved on. I've talked to plenty of Democrats who say there's no collusion. They're not worried about it. They're embarrassed about what has gone on for 2 years. They're ready to move on. Here's something else I want to ask you about, though. All of the Democrats like Gerald and his Nadlers are, you know, blathering on about bringing Bob Mueller to the Hill to testify. I'm sorry, but I can assure them that Bob Mueller will not offer any more in testimony in front of members of Congress than is already in the report. He will not go farther. And in fact, they run the very serious and real risk of him saying less. In fact, bringing some of it back and backpedaling on some of it, because Bob Mueller is not going to testify to anything that's not already in the report. So you have the real risk of lessening anything you have left. What are your thoughts?
You're exactly right. And I'm going to predict this. Within the next 24 to 36 months, you're going to see some of these lower level, supposedly career, you know, folks that were truly political working for him. They're going to come out and they're going to be leaking and you're going to truly see their true colors. Yeah. And all the stuff that is supposedly creating this false narrative of obstruction of justice, you're going to see the true intent of the people that wrote this stuff, because it's going to come out. They're not going to be able to help themselves. And you're going to see their true colors. And I'm just, you know, I actually hope that happens, because what we've got here is something that if I had written this as a United States prosecutor, my bosses would have, you know, laughed at me or thrown me out or attempted to,
or both,
you know, bring charges against me for you know, for unethical conduct
or for impersonating a prosecutor.
Part of this report is just outrageous.
Yeah, they would have gotten after you for impersonating a prosecutor. That's what it would have been. All right, Professor William Wagner, president of Assault and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center, always a pleasure, always an education. Thank you so much.
Great to be here again, Steve.
There you have it. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday, so good to have you here. We'll be right back.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
So Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our Republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at iVaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.